Do you know? Here's all right. Trivia question: lobster. Uh-huh. Lobster trivia.
Okay.
Do lobsters have gills or lungs?
Lungs.
I'm gonna guess gills.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
And why would you say one or the other?
I would say gills because don't crabs have gills and they're crustaceans?
So I'm, I don't, this is a lobster question.
I didn't study up on crabs.
Well, okay, so what about a hermit crab?
So they don't come up for air, right? If what they live at the bottom of the ocean.
I don't know. What about hermit crabs? They walk around like they don't, like they've got lungs.
They also don't stay in the water. They sleep on land. Well,
whales have lungs, and they can go down for 45 minutes.
And they're, yeah, and they're
Have you
fish.
Seen that cute little picture of that hippopotamus sleeping underwater? They popped up this past week.
Does he have like a reed? He's breathing through up to the
surface. They just, cartoon
they
just
like hold a straw. They can hold their air that long. But like, I don't know that like a lobster at the bottom of the ocean, like they don't come up, right?
What,
I don't know.
What about a hermit crab? So hermit crabs don't You're need water at all. Answered,
but they don't sleep in the water.
But they're crustaceans. So like they can go in the water. You find hermit crabs in the water.
We can also go in the water.
That's true. We have lungs. That's true. So does a hermit crab have lungs?
I don't know. I would presume.
So this
I would presume
about
a hermit crab does because it's. I think about where things sleep.
Okay.
So it has, sleeps in a hole above the tide line.
Right? I think it has hermit lungs.
Yeah. Hermit lungs. They don't want to be left alone.
Yeah. Maybe they have a corner.
No, it goes and takes other animals' lungs and breathes through them.
So it's a. Well, what is this? Some sort of scavenger?
Yeah, it's a lung scavenger. Yeah.
So this came about because I had an odd memory and I wasn't sure if it was real. So we're going to Boston. One time I went to Boston as a kid with my dad. He was there for a medical conference, so we went to stay in the hotel and came back. And on the way back in the airport, my dad bought two cardboard boxes. Each one had a lobster in it, and it was alive. Mm-hmm. And we flew it home, and they ate it. It was still alive, and they cooked it here, like in Morehead City. So do lobsters have lungs? It was not a bag of water inside the cardboard
box. Did you look this up?
No. I've talked it through with a couple people to see what they thought, and Catherine looked it up. But what is this? So like you said, a lobster lives in the bottom of the ocean. When you go in a restaurant or in a grocery store, they're in a tank. They're in water.
So they have both?
They don't.
So what do they have?
They have gills, but it's a weird gill.
That can pull air out of the, or oxygen out of the air also?
It's like it's got some kind of slime that covers the gill so that it can continue to breathe when it's not underwater.
So if you de-slimed a lobster, they would die.
But I think you have to get like inside slime. Like I don't think it's like on the shell. But I think it's like slimy gills.
Oh, that's what I mean. Like if you if there was like some solution maybe, you could spray on the gills.
Maybe.
So this lobster gets pulled out of its ocean home, right? Ends up in a cardboard box, right?
He gets to travel the world.
Yeah, it's like coast. It's like I really hope my gill slime can hang on till I can get back to water. Gets on an airplane, flies halfway across the country
to the beach.
I'm so close. There, here comes the water. Wait, that water doesn't look good.
That water's a little warmer than I used to.
There's steam coming out of that water. But water is my home. Do I stay in a cardboard box?
And they scream with joy. Yeah. Exactly. Big return to the water. Yeah. Yeah. I just wasn't sure if I had
so
a real memory.
So they are transitional from an evolutionary perspective at
the
moment.
And you start to think maybe a crab is like the super being. Because I think crabs can live in or out of the water.
Apparently lobsters can too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why hadn't we been working on slimy gills
for
humans?
That's the missing link, right?
Yeah.
Between water and
water.
Well, we have
slimy lungs, I assume.
I
don't know.
Every set I've seen outside of somebody looks pretty slimy.
But we can't, I mean, if we could harness that technology, never mind the exoskeleton.
Wait, so you're suggesting we harness lobster tech?
Lobster tech.
Well, so we've already built exoskeletons for people, right?
Okay. Is that, do they have giant claws?
They could.
Are the giant claws delicious?
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, they're metal.
You're focusing on slimy lungs. Don't you want to have giant claws? Like, what if we all had giant lobster claws we could just walk around with and just chomp, chomp stuff? Chomp, chomp.
That would ruin it if everybody had them.
Oh, that's true.
It'd make boxing really interesting.
MMA.
Yeah. WWE would be really interesting.
Yeah, put rubber bands on your hands. That's the police would keep rubber bands in their
police
belts. Yeah.
But that's the other thing. Clayton told me you can order a lobster from Maine here, and it'll come to you in a box. Like, they're just like in this little box with their claws, and they put an ice pack over it.
How terrifying does that have to be?
Well, they put an ice pack on it so that it goes to sleep. It makes it hibernate. And so it just like goes in a box and is like, wait, wait, wait. And then it goes to sleep, and then it wakes up again with water. Oh.
So yeah. I guess the question is, do you leave it out long enough to wake up, or do you just dump the sleeping lobster in the water?
How much of a monster are you?
Pretty big monster, but I was just curious if there was an instruction sheet.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a live crustacean in your house, you're going to have to spend some time observing it, watching it like it's a creature.
So what you're saying is I could order a pet from Maine.
And they'll put it in a little box, and they'll put an ice pack on it.
They'll put him to sleep, so it's not traumatic.
That's right. And then he wakes up, and he's in your house.
And then I could throw him in a saltwater tank, and he could hang out and be my buddy.
You could do that. Why haven't you done that already?
I didn't know it was an option.
Okay, now you do. But you don't have to put it in a tank of water. You just let it walk around your house.
I think I would, though.
Okay. Just spray him every once in a while.
I could pull him out. Like, you want to put him in a pen. You don't want him just roaming the house. You might step on him in the dark.
I don't know.
So, you could at night, you could put him in there to sleep and pull him out and play with him during the day.
Put his little rubber bands on.
Yeah.
Just so he doesn't accidentally hurt you.
Put him on the counter while you're cooking shrimp, just so he knows who's boss.
I told you guys about when I would mess with the lobsters when I worked at the grocery store, right?
No. What did you do?
I remember something.
Yeah. We had I worked at a grocery store overnight, so we had the lobster tank over by the seafood section. So after the store closed, we would pull the lobsters out and have races.
Yes, I do remember
this. So you know they can walk around on them.
Oh, I know they not only can they walk around, they can walk quickly, and they can compete with one another.
They're running for safety.
Yes. They're like, I'm out of the water. Let me get my slimy gills to the next watering hole.
Yeah, let me find more water. Why is that water so high?
Yeah, I want to be back up there where there's nothing but other lobsters. So we would do that and then occasionally cut the rubber band on just one claw.
Oh, what would they do?
Well, you would have just one lobster left in the morning.
They would kill each other?
Yeah, we only did that one time because we didn't know that would happen. Yes.
What? They're territorial?
Oh, yeah. We were like, let's see what happens if we cut one of the rubber bands.
You just cut one on one lobster?
Yeah.
And he killed all the rest of them.
So you guys are so lucky.
What?
Pre-camera.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're no kidding.
That would have been your whole paycheck.
Yeah, because I mean, I was 17 years old working overnight at a grocery store.
Unsupervised somehow.
Yeah. I mean, I had a supervisor, but like.
He was 19.
Yeah, he didn't care. Yeah. I mean, thinking back, I mean, I committed some crimes in there. I don't have to be specific about all of them, but yeah.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Statute of limitations run for
food crimes.
Yeah, I don't know if it has. Has it?
Felonies, probably not.
Okay.
Federal crimes, definitely not.
No, I didn't commit any felonies in there. But yeah, I mean, if you're 17 working overnight in a grocery store, you got to eat.
How many lobsters were in that tank?
12.
And one killed 12?
Yeah. The next morning, there were just pieces of lobster floating around. It didn't just kill them. It ate some. Yeah.
Would lobsters have mouths?
No, they have slimy holes.
They have mandibles.
Yeah, but can you imagine eating a lobster?
Yeah, I've done it numerous times.
No, with mandibles. A lobster eating a lobster.
Well, I mean, it eats other things.
Yeah, lobster's like, oh, I get it now.
It has two big lobster crackers on its arms.
Yeah, it does. It comes equipped.
It does.
It's the ideal candidate.
It really is.
For cannibalism.
It's, again, the super being. We can learn a lot from lobsters.
I can't think of a creature better built to eat its own kind. Even the things we break lobsters open with look like lobster arms.
That's lobster tech.
Yeah, and that's why their tail curls under so far. They're genetically evolving to where they can eventually eat their own tails, too.
What did you do when you came in the next morning?
Denied everything.
Wow, what happened?
Well, people.
Did you guys pull one off and just drop it in so the rubber band count was always
people,
the same?
Yeah, people assume that it just slid off.
Okay, so you didn't. Okay. Wow.
But I think lobster murder is probably not a felony. I mean, people do it all the time, right?
Yeah.
And it was accident. It was more lobster slaughter than anything.
Now it would probably be like someone would say that's cruelty.
Yes. But I honestly didn't know.
You wouldn't have done it if you knew.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
We were just like, let's see what happens. I mean, that's what you do when you're 17. Let's
never do this again.
Okay, so let's talk about this. What is the more valiant death for a lobster? Death by boiling pot to be eaten by humans, or in an unfair contest fighting another lobster?
I guess it depends on the soundtrack.
It does, doesn't it?
But to be fair, none of them knew they were headed for the boiling water. They're just hanging out in the pot with all their friends, and then one of their friends goes on a murder rampage, and you're watching it happen.
I like to think that we took a rubber band off of the one that's been bullied its whole life.
There you go. Finally. Click, click. I'm coming for y'all.
I'm the lobster now. When you're going to Boston, come back with some lobsters.
Should I get some in a cardboard box?
Let's get five. See what happens.
Actually, go to the restaurant and say, I want to buy all the lobsters in the tank. Leave them there.
I'm going to take one of the rubber bands off.
I just want to buy one rubber band for $9,000.
Just be here with a camera.
Do it at 4 p.m. and say, do not take them out of the tank.
Okay.
So that everybody who comes into that restaurant
sees
the lobster slaughter. God.
Yeah.
With time lapse, you just have it on.
I'm just thinking of the little kids like sitting there waiting for their table with their parents for like 45 minutes. I got to be honest, as a kid, if they had done that,
I would probably
been a lot better as a kid waiting for tables.
Yeah. Yeah, just watching a lobster slaughter other lobsters, yeah.
Well, how come you haven't heard about this, like cockfights or dog fights? Lobster fights?
Still underground.
Okay,
we're breaking a story.
So it's
here.
Real.
We're breaking a story here.
Yeah, the hardest part to watch a lobster cockfight is getting your lungs slimy enough to go down because they only do it in their natural habitat.
They flip a coin to see if it's going to be underwater or on land. Cockfight versus lobster.
So we used to catch crayfish in the little stream behind my house when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Those little bastards can pinch. Really?
They have claws.
Yeah, I don't want a lobster clamping down.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I used to do that too. Pick up a rock, find a little crawdad, play with it.
Yeah.
Eat it.
I would never eat it. You ate them? I never found enough. Did you eat them just like right out of the water?
No. We would either have a campfire or a sterno.
Okay.
My friend from down there said if you get those, the average person eats 5 pounds of crawfish in a sitting.
5 pounds?
5 pounds.
Because they don't suck the head.
Yeah, maybe so. But it's mostly head, right?
It is. That's the problem. Yeah. Yeah.
5 pounds? She said they used to catch them, and then they put them in a kiddie pool in the backyard with some water, and then just go get them when they weren't ready to eat some. They'd have water in it. Yeah. I know it's confusing now that we're talking about this super crustacean talk. Yeah. But water in the kiddie pool and then just go. It's like your own lobster tank.
And they got a fancy name for crawfish at Harris Teeter.
Coldwater lobster. Or freshwater lobster.
What is it?
I think it's freshwater lobster.
No, I can't remember.
Because they're so small. They're so small.
Freshwater
lobster. Langoustine?
Oh.
No, langoustine is like a shrimp, isn't it? I just know that for Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean's holiday.
No, I've had them in a restaurant in New Orleans, but I've never caught them wild and then eaten them.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yet. Not yet. Yeah, I guess I need to keep looking.
Go out there and hunt for your own
food. I could only find them when I was a kid. I've looked for them as an adult and not been able to find them.
I know.
It's like the magic of childhood disappears. Maybe they were never real.
It's because you're not playing in the woods enough.
I feel like I do, but you're probably right.
Yeah, and when you're out there, you're just walking. You're just hiking to get to the top. Instead of just paying attention like a kid would.
Because like right now as an adult, I can't think of the last, the nearest crick I could go.
Where's a crick?
Langoustine is a Norway lobster. That's.
Look up freshwater lobster and see if crawfish.
That is one of the many names. Crayfish, crawdads, freshwater lobsters, mountain lobsters, mudbugs, or yabbies.
Mountain lobster got to have something to do with mountain oyster.
Yeah,
so I don't think that's a lobster.
A Rocky Mountain oyster.
I'm just telling you what Google has determined.
Would you eat a Rocky Mountain oyster, George?
No,
never.
No,
because you're an adventurous eater. I would try anything.
I know what it is,
but you wouldn't eat it.
No.
Would you eat chitlins?
I have, and I would never again. That was a mistake because it looked like barbecue.
Oh, it does look sort of appetizing.
Again. When I worked at the grocery store, that was the first time I ever had any introduction to chitlins, is seeing them wrapped up in the cellophane.
Right.
And I was like, this looks awful.
Did you see the gallon frozen buckets of chitlins?
Yes.
Yeah. That almost looks like the ice cream jug, like the gallon of Neapolitan.
I ate them in a restaurant.
Well, you should have known better, I guess.
I guess I should have. I ate one.
But I mean, did it taste like just straight up shit?
It just tasted like chemicals.
Yeah.
It's probably better than tasting like shit.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because they have to strip it.
Yeah. 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 I don't know if Daryl let me bring back boxes of lobsters on the plane. I don't know. That's something they still do.
It's a weird carry-on.
I just remember my dad, I think we each had to carry one with us from the airport.
That sounds like a dad thing to do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, three kids. Everybody's getting a
lobster. Everybody gets a carry-on.
Bring a lobster home for your mom. But you think that was a early, I mean, you couldn't get lobster down here.
Yeah, you could. They were in a grocery store.
I don't think they were back then.
Yeah, but they were frozen.
Oh, right. So you can get live lobster. So it was like a special treat, right? Mm-hmm.
You're at the friggin' beach. Who's going to buy a frozen or lobster? You had all the other fresh seafood.
Yeah, that's true.
Who would opt for a frozen lobster?
Me.
Who would go to Red Lobster?
I used to go all the time.
They just don't know better.
I told you I went to the place where the number one supplier of lobster for Red Lobster is this little island in the Bahamas. I went with Clayton.
Cool.
Yeah, and they spearfish them and harvest them there, and they're the number one supplier. But they don't have claws at all. Spiny lobster is just a tail.
Disadvantage with lobsters.
Yeah, you don't want to put him against a big lobster, with or without the
rubber bands.
I'm evolving the wrong way.
It's the beauty of the warm water. You don't have to.
Yeah,
yeah. Much more laid back.
That's right.
I mean, I do find people in the Caribbean much more laid back than people in Boston.
That's true.
Maybe that's the trick.
So Boston lobsters are always wanting to fight, and Caribbean lobsters just want to chill, man. If a lobster goes in and out of the water, is it turf or is it surf?
Depends on where you catch it.
What was the last thing it did? Did it walk or swim?
Depends on how you cook it.
Give it.
Running across a grocery store in a race.
So you've got a criminologist looking underneath its fingernails to see if it's.
I'm so sorry. You currently have turf and turf.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's going to be twice as much. You do not get the turf discount. You got surf and surf.